This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. In Eden Prairie, Minnesota, a tractor trailer overturned and spilled its cargo of sausage onto the local highway. The driver was treated and released, and the road was shut down for several hours while the sausage was cleaned up. Police said they never saw such carnage. Sorry. Here are the surprising health benefits of cuddling. Doctors say cuddling with your significant other brings a host of healthful side effects. For example, cuddling can calm you down. Your oxytocin levels rise, giving you a feeling of closeness. Cuddling also gives you a chance to open up and talk. And it may also boost your immune system by lowering your stress hormones. So, cuddle away. A guy in L.A. was arrested after throwing a 13-foot python into a sushi restaurant. Police say the man had finished eating a meal in the restaurant and was showing off a smaller snake to the patrons. When they told him to take the snake outside, he got mad, went out, and allegedly returned with a 13-foot snake and threw it in the restaurant. Okay, so you and your friend are out for sushi. The door opens, there's a 13-foot snake on the table, and you're going, "I told you the food here was really fresh." We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. You feel like the internet slows you down or just drops out every day, and your computer takes forever to open programs. And even though it's 2016, they still haven't figured out how to make that printer work just right. Well, a new study finds the average person wastes 22 minutes a day at work on computer and technology issues. That adds up to 90 hours a year, and that doesn't count all the tech issues you have when you get home. 6% of people say they lose more than an hour a day because of technology issues. Only 17% of people say they never lose any time to computer problems. But in spite of that, 2 out of 3 say their company's technology and IT staff are excellent or good. Only 12% say they're poor or very poor. Ours is a 5-star team. A tornado damaged a bunch of homes in a suburb near Dallas back in December, and a demolition team was supposed to tear one of them down on Tuesday. But they probably should have taken a few seconds to double-check the address, because they ended up tearing down the wrong house. The one they were supposed to have demolished was a block over. Both homes had tornado damage, but the one they tore down by mistake wasn't as bad. The owners were planning to fix it up. Apparently it happened because the demolition guys used Google Maps to find it, and it pointed them to the wrong address. No word yet on a lawsuit, but we assume one's coming. Apparently someone from the demolition company's already admitted it's their fault, though. A guy driving an Anheuser-Busch truck collided with a guy driving a Frito-Lay truck in Florida yesterday, and the freeway wound up covered in Busch Light cans and Doritos. Fortunately, no one was hurt. It was one heck of a huge, delicious mess. Took all afternoon to clean it up. Here are 5 vitamins that actually might be bad for you, according to Prevention Magazine. Calcium supplements can cause heart disease. Vitamin E might increase your cancer risk. Iodine supplements can mess with your thyroid. Iron supplements can damage your liver. And too much vitamin B6 can mess with your nervous system. That's all according to Prevention. Always best to check with your doc before you take anything. Maybe you heard there's a new law in Chicago banning all forms of smokeless tobacco from the city's sports stadiums. That means no dip, chaw, snus, or pouches. The law hit Chicago especially hard because, of course, the city has 2 baseball teams. Well, members of the Cubs and White Sox have spoken up. Many players aren't happy. They pointed out they're grown men and don't like the idea of politicians over-legislating the human race. Cubs catcher Miguel Montero even admitted that it's going to be hard because guys using the stuff are addicts. Quitting cold turkey won't be fun. We'll see if this actually gets enforced. Players can always go into the tunnel to spit. But if cameras catch a player with a cheek full of something, don't you have to assume that it's sunflower seeds or gum? Wrap up the week with more knucklehead news, this time out of Florida, where a guy wanted to get revenge on his ex's new boyfriend, so he broke into a dealership where the guy's car was being repaired and set it on fire. Only it turns out he broke into the wrong place and set the wrong car on fire. He was arrested for arson. Call me crazy, but he might have a second charge coming. Because 3 days later, after he realized he'd burned the wrong car, someone broke into the other body shop and set the ex's yellow Monte Carlo on fire. Police are investigating. And that's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Something I need to buzz about, email paul at wcsy.com. Leave a message on Facebook or Twitter. You can fax to 637-2675 or drop the info off here at the station right across from McFadden's Friendly Motors at 11637 M140 in South Haven. Good chance over the holiday weekend to catch up on shows you've missed at WCSY.com. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift, and that's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll talk again on Monday after Easter, National Egg Salad Day. Have a joyous, happy Easter. We'll talk on Monday. Make it a great Easter weekend.